With your latest news, I'm April Cummings. All eyes on the weather tonight as a severe weather bulletin is in place. A broad area of low pressure just southwest of Grand Cayman has been marked by the National Hurricane Center in Miami, Florida, as a tropical disturbance with a 70% chance of cyclone formation within the next 2 to 5 days. Now, this area of low pressure is expected to slowly drift toward the northwest, taking the system farther from the Cayman Islands over the next 3 to 5 days. This puts the area of low pressure near western Cuba by Sunday. That said, we are expecting some cloudy, overcast skies and rain, as you've already experienced today. A reminder that a flood warning is in effect for the Cayman Islands, and we're expecting anything from 15 to 25 millimeters of rainfall a day. That's 0.5 to an inch per day, with a possible maximum of 2 inches per day. We are expecting the flood warning to stay in effect until Sunday evening. We'll have the full forecast coming up in just a couple of minutes in our weather report. Now to the latest COVID-19 test results. With 211 COVID-19 tests carried out since the last report on Thursday, Chief Medical Officer Dr. John Lee says one was positive, an asymptomatic case, and is a traveler currently in isolation. The approval of local trials of a new vaccine against COVID-19 followed a, quote, strict screening process. Radio Cayman's Carsley Fuller has more.
The Health Practice Commission says approval granted to a local company to begin the first phase of human trials earlier this month was notable in that it was the first trial approved by HPC to focus on the local volunteers. Past approvals have been for trials related to medical tourism. Over the last few years, the commission has granted about one a year following extensive vetting and review by HPC members and international experts retained to verify each step of the process. Healthcare facilities whose applications are approved must monitor their work and report regularly to the commission every 6 months. In addition to a comprehensive assessment of the science involved in the proposed COVID-19 trials, the commission also weighed a number of other key factors. Those included past successful trials by the same company, the involvement of highly respected local physician Dr. Suk Yen as the primary investigator, and the fact that the approach that the company is taking to the trial means that there is no risk of onward transmission of the viral disease. The HPC chair is quoted as saying, quote, "The commission has done everything it can to ensure safety and efficacy as it relates to the trial, and the commission has the legal power to change or halt the trial should the need become evident." He's also stressing that participation in the trial is completely voluntary. Reporting for Radio Cayman News, I'm Carsley Fuller.
A majority of lawmakers shoot down a private member's motion asking for a detailed review of how the recent COVID-19 pension withdrawals for private sector employees will affect the overall system.
Be it therefore resolved that this Legislative Assembly establish a select committee to review the impact of the recent changes to the National Pension Law and to make recommendations to ensure the adequacy and viability of the pension funds registered in the Cayman Islands to meet the future retirement needs of the people of the Cayman Islands before the 20th of February 2021.
Mover of the motion, Bodentown MLA Chris Saunders, reminded lawmakers that earlier this year, they voted to amend the National Pensions Amendment Bill 2020 to give businesses the opportunity to participate in a pension holiday and allow some employees in the private sector to make a $10,000 one-time withdrawal with up to 25% of their remaining balance.
At the time, there was a lot of uncertainty in Cayman and around the world. And we in this Honorable House did the right thing by trying to reduce the amount of uncertainty.
But Mr. Saunders believes a review is necessary, as lawmakers must be mindful of mortgaging the future for the temporary convenience of the present. Premier the Honorable Alden McLaughlin was the first member on his feet during the debate.
We do need a revamped pensions system, but now is not the time to do that.
Mr. McLaughlin says the amendments made to the pension law are designed to keep businesses operating in Cayman, and this motion, if it were accepted, would have the opposite effect.
If businesses go out of operation, there will be no jobs for anyone, neither work permit holders or Caymanians. We have to keep businesses operating. We have to support businesses, not coming down to the House at a time like this and asking us to agree to a motion, the effect of which would be to put more pressure on businesses, more pressure on employees, who would have the ultimate effect of having to pay greater amounts of money into their pension plans.
But Mr. McLaughlin says a review is necessary at some point, and his government is in the final stages of appointing a new pensions board, which will be tasked with recommending future policy changes in respect of national pensions. The motion failed Thursday night. Loud music at local bars and events came under fire in the Legislative Assembly this week.
Can the Honourable Minister say whether the Royal Cayman Islands Police Service has acquired the necessary equipment to monitor music levels to enforce the Music and Dancing Control Law 2019 revision.
Fielding Georgetown Central MLA Kenneth Bryan's question, Premier the Honorable Alden McLaughlin told members the police service does not have the necessary equipment yet.
But I need to also clarify that the Royal Cayman Islands Police Service does not have primacy in matters of this nature, which rests with the Department of Commerce and Investment. The department is in the process of drafting regulations to manage volume and decibel controls that are not compliant with the Music and Dancing Control Law 2019.
No date was given for the estimated completion of the draft regulations, which will be enforced through the public health law and the penal code. The Cayman National Cultural Foundation announces nominations are now open for the annual National Arts and Culture Awards, which recognize those who have made a significant contribution to arts and culture in the Cayman Islands. Here's Radio Cayman's Shanda Gallego with more.
The National Arts and Culture Awards recognize those who have made significant contributions to arts and culture, achieved a high-quality body of creative work, or who have supported the work of the Cayman National Cultural Foundation. The CNCF Heritage Cross Medal is awarded to individuals and groups who have a consistent and active quality engagement in the preservation and or celebration of Caymanian cultural heritage. The award has three levels: gold for a lifetime of high-quality engagement in the preservation and celebration of Caymanian culture, a minimum of 20 years. Silver, minimum of 10 years, and bronze, minimum of 5 years. The CNCF Star for Creativity in the Arts Award is awarded for artistic endeavor, achievement, and excellence in the arts. Arts organizations in the Cayman Islands are invited to make nominations for this award. Like the Heritage Cross, the Star for Creativity also has three levels reflecting the span of the artist's work and or its overall impact. For work that covers a shorter period or to recognize a single effort that contributes measurably in the preservation and or celebration of Caymanian art and culture, the Creativity in the Arts Certificate is awarded. Nominations are now open until October 30th. The nominations must be submitted in writing using the prescribed nomination forms available on the CNCF website. The form should describe how the nominee has measurably contributed to the preservation and or celebration of Caymanian culture over the specified period. The submission must include the name and contact information of the person making the nomination and contact information for the nominee. Nominations may be made through the post by mailing to CNCF Arts and Culture Awards. Nominations may also be emailed to vfoster@artscayman.org or delivered to the CNCF office. The next awards ceremony will be held on February 18, 2021 at the Harkwell Theatre, and the public is welcome to attend. However, reservations are required. Shanda Gallego, Radio Cayman News.
And that is your latest local news on this Friday. From Radio Cayman's newsroom, I'm April Cummings.